on intimacy and on the inconvenience of other people. A contract holds the potential for clarity, for stability, for resolution. What is so seductive about sovereignty? Open footnote, open quotes. As I argue in the introduction, my view is that sovereignty is at root a defense against occupation or dispossession, which is why it's become central to antagonisms about jurisdiction and not anything like a natural right or natural state. Close quote. Berland, 2022. Close footnote. What is so seductive about sovereignty and property is the illusion that you have a firm ground to stand on. Intimacy refuses the stability of clarity because relationality, that is, interdependence, is almost never stable. Intimacy is always already negotiated between subjects at a bodily scale. The way you related to someone's work yesterday might no longer be correct today, and vice versa. When you realize someone is using your work in a way that you don't agree with, or in a way that erases you, or when you realize you've used someone's work in a way that has harmed them or annoyed them, you feel it in your body. That is what I want to hold on to refuse the creation of a neutral admin infrastructure that takes the awkwardness out. Open quote. I didn't think it would turn out this way, is the secret epitaph of intimacy. To intimate is to communicate with the sparest of signs and gestures, and at its root, intimacy has the quality of eloquence and brevity. But intimacy also involves an aspiration for a narrative about something shared, a story about both oneself and others that will turn out in a particular way. Close quotes. Berland, 98. My favorite part of Berland's text is the acknowledgement of how terrifying intimacy can be, how much can and will go wrong, how much needs to be constantly renegotiated. Open footnote. Open quote. It shows how some thinkers use the commons concept to move away from good life fantasies that equate frictionlessness with justice and satisfaction with the absence of frustration. Close quotes. Berland, 22, page 81. Close footnote. Open quote. There and here, the commons concept serves as a preserve for an optimistic attachment to recaptioning the potential for collective non-sovereignty and as a register for the gatekeeping and surveillance that organizes still so many collective pleasures. So if the commons claim sounds like an incontestably positive aim, I think of it more as a tool and often a weapon for learning the world, which is key to not reproducing it. Close quote. Berland, 2022, page 80. And this prompt introduces two texts by Lorraine Berland. Their introduction for Intimacy, a Special Issue of Critical Enquirer, number 2 from 1998, and their book On the Inconvenience of Other People, publishing 2022. And from that book, specifically the introduction as well.